Exodus 20 and 23. Let's stand. We'll read one verse. We'll pray and we'll get right into it tonight and we'll be done on time. How many of you want to be done on time tonight? Say amen.
Amen.
Wow. How many of you want extra innings? Let's just see what we can get out of it. Say amen.
Amen.
You folks are nuts. All right. I need a taco. All right. Exodus 20 and 23. Ye shall not make with me gods of silver. Neither shall ye make unto you gods of gold. All right, there it is. Ye shall not make with me gods of silver, neither shall ye make unto you gods of gold. I'm going to speak to you tonight on this subject, the 2023 code. The 2023 code. And there are very few people that know what you are about to know. If it turns out not to be true, there are even fewer people that will know. The 2023. Hey, I don't know if anybody told you, but we just entered into 2023 in the year of our Lord, A.D. 2023. And I'm going to show you the 2023 Bible code tonight. I can just feel the anticipation. Father, bless us as we go to the book. Thank you. Let it speak to us in every era, in every age. Thank you that its truth is timeless like the God who penned every word. Lord, I pray that you would speak to our hearts tonight. Help us to enjoy the service, but let the word of God speak to us. And Lord, we pray certainly that if, and Lord, with great fervency, that if anyone's here tonight and has not trusted Christ as their Savior, don't know they're on their way to heaven, that before they leave here tonight, they will have received the free pardon of sin and know that Christ is their Savior. Spirit of God, fill me, help me to be a blessing to people. Tonight, bless the good people of Peachtree Row Baptist Church. Brother Buster, as he stands up to preach just about now as well. Fill him with your Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. Please be seated. I know people that know things about the Bible that few others do. Their cross-references could astound even the authors of Scripture. Their numerology often brings to God's attention things that he did not even know that he was including in his word. There are special code words, special numbers, things only people in a select group of people can speak about, like a secret handshake. They know, and other people just don't. And they get in little groups and they meet and they share knowing nods because they're in the inner circle. They're in the group of people that know the things that few others do. Here at the outset of 2023, right here at the beginning of the new year, I thought that I would show off my New Year's resolution to know more, to be smarter. I want to know things, maybe even join the Bible Code Club. So I began to read my Bible, not just for what it said apparently, but for what it was saying secretly. Let me tell you something. When you start looking for secret stuff, it's there. That's how. Used to I would read my Bible to find messages to preach and truth to live by. But now I wanted to know the hidden things. It was in this frame of mind that I became aware of a very specific revelation just for the month of January. Can you believe it? The number 2023 became my fixation. This is 2023. What does the Bible have to say? 2023, that felt like a reference to me. What does the Bible have to say about 2023? I already knew other Bible numbers that people had told me meant specific things. And I don't know how the people know these things. But I have a list of 20 numbers in the Bible that have significance. And the thing about it is, you don't have to be content with these 20. You can know that 13 is the number of rebellion, and then if you ever see the number of 39, you know 13 goes into that three times. So that's three times the rebellion that just the number 13 holds. Remember when you were in math class and you said, how am I going to use this in real life? This is how. Number one is the number of unity and new beginnings. Number two is the number of union and division at the same time. Number three is divine completeness and perfection. Number four is creation, the world, and creative works. Number five is grace, God's goodness, and the Pentateuch. Six is the weakness of man, the manifestation of sin, evils of Satan. Seven is the resurrection, spiritual completeness, and the father of perfection. Number eight is the new birth and new beginnings. It's funny because number one is the new beginnings too. Number one and number eight are apparently cousins. It's like a wedding in Mississippi. Don't knock Mississippi. Mississippi's great. Everybody goes to heaven there because nobody ever reaches the age of accountability. I never feel so much like I'm in Mississippi as I'm in parts of Greene County. That's all I've got to say. Greene County is the place for me. All right. Number nine is the fruit of the Spirit, divine completeness from the Father. Number 10 is testimony, law, and responsibility. Number 11 is disorder and judgment. 12, governmental perfection. 13, apostasy, depravity, and rebellion. All of that contained in the number 13. 14, deliverance, salvation. 15, rest. 16, love. 17, victory. How does anyone even know this? Number 18, bondage. Number 19, faith. Number 20, redemption. And remember, you can take any of those numbers and multiply by any other number and get a totally new truth or a reinforcement of an old one. So, I have all this information that I learned in the Bible Number Club, but none of it gave me any inclination of what 2023, man, what is 2023? It's like a giant prime number. What is 2023? What significance did it hold? So the first thing I did was go to Genesis 20 and 23. You could try to turn there, but you're not going to find anything. There's no verse 23 in Genesis 20. And I thought, right out of the gate, it's a bust. Maybe I'm not on to anything. But my mama didn't raise a quitter. So I went to Exodus 20, 23, and I hit pay dirt. You just read it. There's a truth for us here at the beginning of 2023, right there in Exodus 20, 23. And so I went to Leviticus 23, nailed it again. I thought, man, I'm on a roll. And I couldn't find another 2023 that wasn't a genealogy or some obscure something that I could not possibly preach. And I thought, man, I'm a Baptist preacher. Listen, one is a thought, two is a developed thought, but three is a message. I've got to have three or I can't preach it. And I went through the whole Bible, and I found three. The 2023 code is a real thing. You know, one is an occurrence, two is a coincidence, but three, that is the, well, what is three? We've got to look on the chart. Three is divine completeness and perfection. And I might add the revelation of secret Bible truth. I could not believe that all these years of looking in Scripture, I'd missed it. That's the thing about Bible numerology. At any minute, it can become a thing for you, as it was for me. So I will give it to you just as I discovered it. The 2023 code. Now, before you get twisty on one way or the other, you finally think me as a legit Bible scholar. I'm sure there's not a lot of that going around. Or you think I'm off my nut. Thank you, Jimmy Stewart. I really don't believe that there is a 2023 code in my Bible. I wish I didn't have to say that. I do think that there are three truths that will help us in this new year that happen to be chapter 20 and verse 23 of their respective books. But the truth is, I searched all of the other 2023s in the Bible looking for more corroboration and could not find it. If you can preach the other ones, God bless you. But you're going to spend most of the message trying to explain to people how you're even including us. So whether or not we've stumbled into a new connection or these are just three separate Bible truths with similar addresses, I'll let you judge that. What is not in dispute is this. These are three truths from the Bible that we need to live in the year 2023. So at the very beginning of it, why don't we look at it? This is usually a time of the year when people engage in New Year's resolutions. I've heard some preachers, and man, they want everybody to make resolutions. Some preachers preach against it. I don't know where your church lands on that. I don't want to offend anybody's sensibilities more than I already have. So I'll leave that to your personal preference on that. If you do resolutions, here's three potentials. You say, but preacher, we're already in the second week of the new year, but we're Baptists. We procrastinate. Just think about your diet. That wasn't an ooh comment. That's just truth, right? Come on. I'm going to start mine next week. You ever notice there's never a good week to start a diet? Everybody always wants to go out to eat when I start my diet. All right, so here it is, the 2023 code. Are you in Exodus 2023? I want you to see it. I don't want you to think this is whole cloth and I'm up here manufacturing. I am not composing. I'm just sharing truth. All right, Exodus 20 and 23. Look at it. Ye shall not make with me gods of silver, neither shall you make unto you gods of gold. Here we go. Truth number one for the year 2023. Don't make gold your God. Don't make gold your God. We know we shouldn't, but somehow money makes so many of our decisions. We know it shouldn't be that way. We know that the love of money is the root of all evil. They that would be rich pierce themselves through with many sorrows. We understand the manifold temptations and troubles associated with the love of money. We love money. I remember one time in a sermon, there was a pastor preaching. In order to make a point, he burned a $20 bill. I was a poor college kid when he did that. I wanted to punch him. Take his lighter and the burned 20 and see if the bank would give me a nice one for it. It was painful. I mean, he was trying to make a point and he was making one. I was like, I got to pay a school bill. I've got a balance of 34 cents. Listen, if you've been in Bible college, at least when I was in there, you've probably written a check for like 59 cents. And bounced it. That's what Bible college is about. And he's up there burning a 20. I mean, number one, that's Thomas Jefferson. He's a good guy, but number two, a 20. Wow. I remember this visceral reaction. Man, the dude's burning money. I mean, I've heard the phrase money to burn, but I've never done it. You say, well, money's not my God. Well, interesting. Let me just take you through a progression here. Money, the amount of money, remuneration involved, can determine where we work. And by extension, where we live. And by extension, with whom we associate. And maybe the church we go to. The friends our children have and the activities that we engage in. That's a lot of control, isn't it? Something has that kind of control over you, that feels like a little g God, doesn't it? Tell you where to live, where to go to church. There have been a lot of people who've left a lot of good Bible-believing churches to follow money. And I always say the same thing. If you're a preacher in this room, you're a retired pastor, you've heard this before. Preacher, I feel the Lord is leading us. Where are you going to go to church? Well, we're not sure. There are several options. So seek ye first the kingdom of God means check the money first and then the church second. Don't make gold your God. Don't do it. And something is making that many decisions for us and telling us what to do that often. It must be a God. hey, I know who I'm talking to. I love America. I live here. And when I travel abroad, I love to come back. This is an incredible country. But I'll tell you, what the devil could not do through persecution, he is accomplishing through prosperity. Most people in their mind think that the blessing of God equals more and that the attack of the enemy is less. Have you ever read Hebrews chapter 11? It tells you about all these incredibly well-known Bible figures, and then it just says, and others. And they wandered around basically destitute, sheepskins and goatskins, and they were troubled and afflicted and persecuted. The Bible says, but the world wasn't worthy of them. Right. Be careful, child of God, that you don't follow dollar signs instead of Jesus. If you can't listen to your pastor because the opportunity is too good, you got a bad priority. It's amazing. People want the pastor as a noun, but they don't want the pastor to be a verb. I'm not the pastor of this church. I'm not jockeying for anything. But if you'd let him help you make decisions, you'd make better decisions. He's proven over many years here at Blessed Hope that he's a wise man. Don't let money be your guide. We'd get so blinded by opportunity. But preacher, it's just an incredible opportunity. Let me tell you something about your children. I was a youth guy for a long time. Let me tell you something about your children. Your children will be fine without stuff. But you pull yourself out of the will of God, they won't be fine.
Amen. Yes, sir.
There it was, right there. I couldn't believe it. 2023, right out of the bat. Don't make gold your God. And I thought, Lord, if we need anything in 2023.
Right.
Amen. Don't make gold your God. Turn just a few pages over to Leviticus 20 and 23. Oh, man, we got to get done on time. Y'all hurry. Turn quick. That second joke, that ate us up. The third one was worse. Leviticus 20 and 23. I may ask for like 5 minutes on the back end, but that's all. I'm not greedy up here. Just going to want to get done. Leviticus 20 and verse 23. Again, there it is. That number of great significance for us here now, 2023, and ye shall not walk in the manners of the nation which I cast out before you. For they have committed all these things, and therefore I abhorred them. Here it is, the great truth in the Bible code for 2023. Don't live like the world. Don't live like the world. We live in a nation of bad manners. We're not supposed to have bad manners or manner of living. We're supposed to live like children of God, right? As the Lord is holy, we're supposed to be holy in all manner of conversation, right? That's your whole manner of living. But here's the problem. Evil communications corrupt good manners. That means that my intersection with this world, my communication with this world, can corrupt my good manners. Listen, folks, you don't catch well, you catch sick. If you've got the flu and you don't, I don't send you to his house so that he'll catch well. You think, well, I'm just going to go live amongst the world and I'll change them all. You should witness to them. But listen, folks, water around the boat, good thing. Water in the boat, not so much. We are in this world, but we're not of this world. And when you start getting holes in the boat and letting the world leak in, you got a problem. They're going to pull you down. Gravity's on their side. Let me tell you something you don't beat. Gravity. Gravity is pulling. I wasn't doing that. It's a nervous tick. I've got this rooster comb coming up on my neck here. What in the world is that? My eyes are sagging at the corners. Other things are happening. I used to be this, and now I'm this. The sands have shifted in the hourglass. You know why? Because gravity gets us all. Don't laugh at that. That's terrible. It hurts my feelings. I'm just trying to open up and stuck a dagger in. This world is trying to affect you and infect you. Right. Notice its communication. Oh, aren't they trying to communicate with us? What do you have in your pocket right now? You have a communication device. Remember those of you that are my age and older when we didn't have those? Remember when you wanted to talk to your girlfriend, you got the long cord and you went in the bathroom, sat on the edge of the tub and slammed the door? Some of you remember party lines. Shut up, Ethel, I'm on a date. Elmont, Texas was one of the last places to have an operator-operated exchange. And you would call and get an operator. You pick up the phone, get an operator, and you'd say, Crosstown 220. And then they would like that. I actually have done that before when I was very young. I would do that. We would see like Dick Tracy with a watch. He could talk into and we think, oh, somewhere in the future. There are people all over this room with watches you can talk to. Hey, Siri, turn on all the lights in the house. Half of you are like, no, turn it off. Hey, Siri, hey, Google, hey, Alexa. We talk to stuff in our house all the time. People from the past would think we're schizophrenic. You know what all those things are doing? They're communicating. Come on. Hey, parents of young people in this room, listen to me. If your child has a gaming console, if your child has a tablet, a laptop, a desktop computer, an old phone, you know, you don't use it anymore, you think it's not hooked up. Oh, it's hooked up to the Wi-Fi, and everything in the world is on the other side of that trying to get to your children. It's communicating. We've got so many waves going through us right now. Remember when you learned that when you were a kid? I'm going to talk to older people. I like older people because I'm becoming one. Not quite yet. This year I'll turn 50. Me and the church will turn 50 this year. Sadly, I'm a little bit older than the church. The church was born May 13th, 14th, right there. I was born in April. So, boy. I remember when we were young. Remember when we had rabbit ears on the TV? Now, I was the youngest. You know what my job was? Hold the rabbit ears. I was the remote control. Dad would said, hey, we want to watch CBS. And I had to get up and click, click, click. And then you had to, look, 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 look. And our tuner was so bad on our TV that we would put a pair of vice grips cantilevering against the little channel toggle there. And the weight of it would just pull it into view. And then when you got it almost visible, you'd go and start adjusting the aerial. And the aerial was never enough. It had foil on the end and coat hangers, cans. And you would hold it and your parents weren't really seeing your parents. Like, no, that's not good. And then they would get it right. And then you would let go and go to watch and it would go bad again. No, you got to hold on to it. I watch some TV programs like this. You know what I found out? The prince of the power of the air was at work. Right. Huh. He fills the airwaves, doesn't he? Yeah. Yes. He's communicating with you. And you know what he's communicating with you? Bad manners. Yes, sir. Be one of us. Be one of us. all day long, be one of us. Here's what we wear. Listen, people get on to fundamental Baptist Christians. Well, you folks with your uniform, everybody looks alike. It's funny that everybody in the world looks alike. At some point, it became okay for women to keep the tights but lose the skirt. And they all got the memo because they all do it. You go to the mall, whoever sells black tights for women has to be a gajillionaire. It's almost like they have a uniform. You know why? Someone's communicating with them. And they're going to tell you it's okay. See, used to, you knew that wasn't okay, but a bunch of people communicated with you, and now you think it's okay. Don't live like the world. Now, let me give you two. Here you go. Number one, these are two very practical truths that'll help you. Number one, limit communication with things that are evil. Everybody in this room knows this. If we were to put our phones down, it'd probably be better. They're a drug. We got a hit. Have you ever left your phone somewhere and just thought, oh, man, everything's happening and I'm not even aware of it? I don't know that the pastor's wife is baking cookies. Miss Cheryl loves to post herself baking cookies. Making cookies, washing dishes, yuck. It's not true. Some of you are like, really? I've got to get her Facebook address. Some people live for the thumbs up. Do you know why they put that thumbs up? Because they're hooked on their phone. They don't have anything to do. They're like, oh, life has meaning. I can give you a thumbs up. We're all living a fake life, a virtual stupid life. Oh, look how beautiful that family is. They've got 75 pictures they took where everybody's eyes was crossed and they were fighting and pulling hair. And out of 75, they got one that was right. They posted and like, oh, they have a perfect family. No, they're just as dysfunctional as you are. Amen. Call it fake book. You know it's not true. Oh, these cookies are delicious. How do you know that? Because they said so? If you look carefully, there are roaches running away. Limit communication with the evil. Parents, you better put some quietus on what your kids can get access to. Don't be ignorant because there's a lot of bad characters out there reaching out for your children. Deliberately so. Deliberately so. I could tell you horror stories. You know, a young man goes on Instagram, goes on Snapchat, and an attractive young lady, he knows she's attractive because that's the picture she posted, right? It's not an attractive young lady. It's a predator. And he starts conversing back and forth. Listen, folks, you better close the door on that. Limit your exposure with evil. Limit evil communication. We all know it would be better. But will we take concrete steps? Will you make a resolution this year? I'm going to put the phone down. Listen, don't bring the phones to the dinner table. Okay, nothing's going to happen while you're there. You know what you do when you pick that up? You prove to your family that people that you really don't know all that well are more important than the people that are supposed to be the most important people in your life. It reinforces it all the time. We can have a whole family sitting on a couch together and none of them are communicating with each other. Come on. Dinah went out to see the daughters of the land and it cost her. Okay, careful, careful. Communications, the world is communicating and its message is not helpful for your family. Not wholesome, it's bad manners. Don't live like the world. All right, number one, limit bad exposure. Number two, add good exposure. The Bible says, not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together, and we assume that's church. It is church. This is an assembly. But folks, you ought to hang around with other Christians. Amen. Exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Listen, folks, you need to be around Christians with good manners. People that don't try to pull down at your faith. Listen, there are people that have my last name. I can't spend a lot of time with them because they have taken a different turn. Just because they're family doesn't mean you need to be with them. They'll preach your blood's thicker than water. It's not thicker than a lot of stuff. I don't know what virtue you're talking about here. I don't even know what I meant by what I just said, but it was fun. Hey, listen to me, friend. You need to be around people that reinforce. Make sure your children are around people that reinforce. Listen, it'd be a terrible thing for you to be giving your children one message and they're hanging around a bunch of kids, give them another message. Okay? So limit connection, limit the communication that's evil, and add to the communication that's good and wholesome to you. Add more communications to the good, limit communications with the evil. Don't live like the world. Now, last one. Are you ready? I'm going to get done. 1 Samuel 20. 1 Samuel, I don't have to tell you, right? Just say 1 Samuel, and then you're going to say 2023. That's right, 1 Samuel 2023. Hurry. I'm going to need some help on this one. Brother Young, could you and your wife help me with this one? Okay, can you leave your children long enough? Well, there'll be an international incident if you leave them. Okay, if y'all would just stage right over here, if you would. Mrs. Young, I wouldn't embarrass you for anything. Your husband, I would, but not you. Don't worry, it'll be fine. Y'all can just be seated for a minute. 1 Samuel 20 and 23, here we go. And as touching the matter which thou and I have spoken of, behold, the Lord be between thee and me forever. This is David in an unlikely relationship. David is the son of non-royalty, and he's associating with Jonathan, who is the son of the king. He's a prince. This is a relationship that ends up saving David's life. Jonathan is a quality individual. David's son Amnon had a friend whose name was Jonadab, and it ruined his life. Terrible friends can cause terrible outcomes. But David had a good friend whose name was Jonathan, and it saved his life. We preach against the wrong friends. Let me tell you something. The right friend is a treasure. But David said, in order for this unlikely to friendship to work, what does he say? The Lord must be between the two of us. I need the Lord. Can you be the Lord? I need I'm just kidding. Come on. I'm just totally kidding. If you could stand here. If y'all could come up here if you would. All right, this is the Lord. This is... Man, wow. All right, y'all come right here if you would. Okay, now I need the devil. That would be you. You've suspected it all along, haven't you? All right, now, I need you to look at each other, if you would, just as far apart as you can get there, and then devil, I need you to come between them. This is the world, the flesh, and the devil all wrapped up in one. This is a 6'4" pile of malfeasance right here. Now, Brother Young and his wife know they should be closer together, but the world, the flesh, and the devil can get involved, right? And it gets difficult, right? And just as we're married for a while, we get there's water that goes under the bridge and situations that flare up and we get busy doing other things. Remember when you couldn't spend enough time together? Now you've been married a little while and you don't spend much time together. But you know you should. You know, this is the right relationship. We need to model this for our children. This will be healthy if we get together. But you go to try to get together, and look who gets in the middle. And you think, man, we're going to get together, take a step forward, try not to touch the devil. He's prickly. Well, the devil pushes you apart. Just push him. She'll get the idea. There. And you think, man, I got to get closer to my wife. I got to get closer to my kids. I got to get closer to the pastor. I got to get closer. But the devil keeps getting in the middle. What are we going to do? Well, watch this. Okay? This was in the Bible code. It was there. I want you to take a step toward the Lord. Take a step toward the Lord. Okay? And I want you to take a step toward the Lord. Now, they're closer. You see that? Because they're moving toward the Lord. They're closer. Now the devil's not going to take that lying down. Come on, devil, do your thing. Okay, he's going to get back in the middle. And they're like, but let me tell you, they're closer. Watch this. Take another step toward the Lord if you would. Get right there on his shoe tips. Now watch. They're close as they've ever been together. It's like they're getting married again. Doesn't this look like they're getting married again? Remember the justice of the peace? Remember your dad with a shotgun? All right, remember that? Yeah. Don't laugh at that stuff. It's not true. What, it's not true? Okay. Watch. They've gotten close to the Lord. But the devil wants to get involved. Devil, try to take a step forward. But Lord, put your hand out. Wait a minute. You see, there is a place of perfect peace near to the heart of God. A place where sin and sorrow cease, near to the heart of God. There is a place of perfect rest. Face your wife. You love her. Near to the heart of God. A place where sin cannot molest. Near to the heart of God. Listen. You start reading Dr. Phil books. And I do whatever you can to make your marriage better. There's a lot of enemies to marriage. Read some good books on that. But I'll tell you the thing that you can do, the thing that'll bring you closer to your children, the thing that'll bring you closer to your wife, the thing that'll bring you closer to your pastor, start serving Jesus. Get close together and you will reach a point, listen, where the devil's no longer welcome. Because he may have access to you, but when he says, get thee behind me, it's over. Jesus proved on the Mount of what is that word? Not transfiguration, the other one. The Mount of Temptation. There you go. Man, somebody needed to help me with that. Sunday school teachers, work on that next week if you would. Jesus proved on the Mount of Temptation, even after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, that he had the power to put Satan in his place. And if you and your wife will decide we're going to serve Jesus together this year, the Lord will bring you together like he never has before. Y'all be seated. Thank you, God. Thank you. Oh, sorry, devil. We're done. We need to land the plane. Jesus comes to us and he says, come unto me, all you are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. But then he says this, take my yoke upon you. A yoke isn't just for one animal, it's for two. And the Lord says, get in the yoke with me and you'll find rest for your souls. Listen, why don't you get in the yoke serving Christ with your wife, with your children? There are bus routes that need to be run. Your children need to be involved in serving the Lord. Your family needs to be involved in serving. And if you'll get close to Jesus, all of a sudden the things that push you apart will begin to lose their power. And you'll be close. You'll be close as a church family. You'll be close as a family. You'll be close as servants of God. Get in the yoke of service together. Find your way to Jesus and you'll find your way back to each other again. The most unlikely of friendship. David, hated by Saul. The king is trying to kill David, but a friendship that would last their lifetime and save David's life on numerous occasions was able to be gendered and was able to be planted and watered, and it grew up. Why? Because David said, let's get God in this. The Lord between me and thee. There it is, folks, the 2023 code right there. It's been there the whole time, but it took this year for us to see it. Don't make God or your goal or gold your God. Thank you there. Don't make gold your God. Don't do it. Don't do it. Listen, don't live like the world. And number three, get so close to Jesus Christ. Get all your relationships centered around him and watch him pull you together so that the world can't pull you apart. Father, help us and bless us. Thank you for letting us be in the book tonight. I pray, Lord, as we see these truths, whether or not there's something specific about this year or they're just three Bible truths that we need to live, I pray that each person tonight would resolve in their heart not to let money call the shots, not to live like this terrible world. And Father, to get close together as a family by drawing close to Jesus Christ. The devil will intrude until we get to the secret place And he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. There's a place he can't go. Help us to get our families there, our marriages there.